Oh, man, I'm doing so blessed. If I was any better, I guess I'd be in heaven.
All right, well, we're going to see you in town tomorrow night, but we missed you last weekend at Street Party.
Oh, we did.
You ripped it up last year.
Dude, I know, and well, first of all, I appreciate it. If you remember, I remember the piano quit working there, and that's when Drunk Girl just was about to, I don't know, it wasn't out yet, but we were thinking about it, and I was like, oh, my God, did you say to the guitar? I had to play it the first time on a guitar there, so that was kind of a special day.
Dude, I could tell, and you're a very balanced, down-to-earth dude. I felt a connection with you in a strange way like that, but I saw you up on that stage, and I'm like, he's either going to like do something really cool, or he's going to freak out right now and bust out. Were you at that moment at Street Party?
Man, I don't ever get into a freak-out mode just because, you know, it's music. How hard can it be, really, at the end of the day? So, you know, I'm blessed to be doing it. But I just was like, you know, you improvise. I mean, if something's not working, which, by the way, if you have stuff, something's not going to work. I don't care what it is, a car, a house, a washer and dryer. Something's always going to go wrong, you know, in life. And so I don't freak out. I just say I can play another instrument, no big deal. I'll just pick up a guitar and do it this way. I definitely get irritated, but you know what? It doesn't do any good. I mean, it really doesn't. There's nothing really any of us can do in the world sometimes, and you just got to roll with it.
What does do good is Drunk Girl, A, on the charts, and B, just for life in general. It's a great message. I saw that you got emotional about the video the first time you saw it, so I tried to watch it because, like, I have two daughters of my own, and they mean the world to me, and I'm a mushy, mushy dad. I started watching your video, and I only made it about 20 seconds, and I was like, I can't watch it.
I know. Dude, I was the same exact way, about 20 seconds in, legit. And first of all, thank you. And secondly, man, most folks think that I watched the video probably way ahead of time before it ever came out. I saw it at the same time pretty much that y'all did. So, you know, it's really fresh and new to me, too, because I didn't act in this video or anything. Yet, as you see, I played just piano, and that was my big part. And so I didn't know how any of this was going down until it got done. And then when I got it, I was so happy with it, man. I mean, I thought the director, Jeff Venable, did such a good job, and man, just such a blessing, you know? I mean, it's not every day you get to make a huge video. Not everybody gets to do that, and I'm thankful to be one of the few that does, I don't know. It just really, I think he just tied it together very nicely.
Cool. Well, we can't wait to see you tomorrow night, South Shore Music Circus. What do you want to say to anybody going out for the show?
To everybody out there, and especially those coming to the show and those who have supported Drunk Girl and all of my songs throughout the years, I really appreciate it. Thanks to the station again for playing the hits and bringing them to you. And man, I just can't tell you how just grateful I am for all the support. I really appreciate it from each and every one of you listening out there. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the show.